Hello, everyone, and welcome to the second episode of the Proverbs Podcast, The Testimony. My name is Jaquise Price, and I am your podcaster. I am so excited about this episode because we often take for granted our season or different seasons of growth. So many times we don't want to go through the process or the preparation. We would prefer not to be in the wilderness for 40 years. We want to go straight to the promise. It is so important for us to realize that as we go through this process or this journey, we are also learning what will be essential to us when we reach our respective destinations. In these moments, it may feel like God has left us, but in reality, He is carrying us through. Our journeys teach us so much about ourselves and life, but most importantly, God. Sometimes our frustration comes from us not consulting with God or obeying God, which causes us unnecessary delay and or setbacks. We often get discouraged by the time that it takes for us to be molded into the person that God wants us to be. But remember that the Bible says in 2 Peter chapter 3 that one day is with the Lord 1,000 years and 1,000 years one day. The Lord is not slack concerning His promise. Just remember that no matter how long it takes, God will do exactly what He said. Whatever He promised you, He will do. So now let's go ahead and get into the testimony. I want to start by reading a verse from Proverbs chapter 19, verse 21, which says, "There are many devices in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord shall stand." In the New Living Translation, it reads, "You can make many plans, but the Lord's purpose will prevail." Early on in life, we are taught to plan. We plan our outfits, we plan our meals, we also plan our futures. When we reach high school, we begin to think about our futures and we plan what careers we want to do. We go on to plan what college we will go to and our futures just in general. But what happens when that doesn't work out? What happens when the plans that you set forth for yourself are not the plans that God has for you? When I was in high school, I was always interested in the medical field. My senior year of high school, I was accepted into the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee in their physical therapy program. I thought I had a great plan in place. But then I became pregnant with my daughter. Now, let me preface all of this by saying I love my daughter dearly, and I would not trade her for the world. But my decision to be outside of the will of God caused me to have to endure some tough things in life. Now, remember, God already knows what we are going to do, and so He will do whatever it takes to bring us into His purpose for our lives. The book of Jeremiah, chapter 29, verse 12, lets us know that the Lord, He has thoughts of peace and not evil towards us, and He wants to give us an expected end. This is even when we fall short. After I became pregnant with my daughter, I dropped out of school, and I began to pick up as much work as my job would allow. I lived with my mom, and so that took away some of the strain of figuring out where to live and things like that. But being a teenage mother is no small feat. At the age of 19, you barely know who you are. You are barely an adult, and now I was responsible for raising another human while trying to figure out how to be an adult myself. Of course, I went through all the hardships of being a young mother with little to no help from the other parent. It was also in this season I experienced mental, emotional, and physical abuse. During all of this, I had to continue to learn how to be an adult how to raise a child, and how to create a future. During this time, I would always try to pull from God or pull from God's word, or I would visit my church, but it wasn't often. What amazes me the most is I have always been able to hear God my entire life. I have just never been as committed or submitted as I am now. But to continue, our journey brings us to a place where we have no choice but to rely on God. And so now I fast forward in my own testimony as a young mother. And after one of the jobs I was working for closed, I decided to enroll in a medical assistant course. I have always had the ability to learn and excel in school, so this program was a breeze for me. And all glory be to God for that. I just knew that I would be able to build a life for myself and my daughter. Again, I had not consulted with God. I had just done what I thought was best. After I graduated, I was never able to find a job as a medical assistant. So again, you can make many plans, but the Lord's purpose will prevail. I just want to stop and take a moment to speak to those who are in a season where you are doing what you think is best, and it feels like nothing is working. You have to trust the process. You will hit many walls, but nothing that you go through is in vain. God has already walked out your steps, and when you reach your destination, you will be able to look back and see how every moment prepared you for your purpose. Even when we fail to consult our Father, He has made a way for us. Fast forward in my own life, I could not understand why I could not get myself and my daughter in a place of stability. I went on to work various jobs, endured various failed relationships, and endured various life disappointments. I always felt that God was with me, but because I wasn't listening to or consulting with Him, I had to continue to endure what it took to get me to the place where I am now. Sometimes our hardships are because of our own choices. But sometimes, like the blind man healed in John 9, our testimonies are for the glory of God. When the disciples asked Jesus, "Did the man sin or his parents sin for him to be born blind?" Jesus answered, "Neither this man nor his parents sinned, but this happened so that the works of God might be displayed in him." Sometimes the things that we go through are just so that God can show Himself to be the mighty and powerful God that He is. Honestly, we cannot truly appreciate something in life if it is handed to us. But if we have to work for it, we know the true value. At some point in my journey, I had an okay job and a place to live, but then I was evicted because that okay job was not sufficient. Eventually, I went on to finally find a job that paid a decent amount of money with really good benefits. I just knew that things were looking up from here. And also at this time, I had begun to date my husband. A really quick story. My husband and I met in high school. As I was in the school auditorium one day, I heard God say clear as day, "That is your husband." And I immediately said, "No, it's not," because of course he was being an obnoxious teenage boy. Remember this as I continue my testimony. Now, the job that I had worked at was highly stressful. I remember sitting at my desk one day and saying, "God, I don't want to work for anyone else ever again." About a year after I started this job, I was diagnosed with lupus. And about a year after that, I was fired from my job for missing too much work from being sick. When I was at this job, I was a great employee, so much so that they would even use me to train others. And I constantly received good feedback and reviews. I thought there was no way that they would fire me because I was ill, but I was wrong. Remember, though, God has a way of moving us into His purpose. And I am grateful for those people who worked to get me removed from my position. They moved me into God's purpose without even knowing it. But even still, there I was, sick, with no job, and a daughter to take care of. But that young man that God told me would be my husband 11 plus years prior never left my side. And we were married shortly after I lost my job. But then, guess what? COVID hit. Our marriage really wasn't affected by COVID at all. But the job loss was difficult. I had worked pretty much since the age of 16, and not working or being able to sustain myself or my daughter was tough for me. Most of us get to this point in life where we have tried everything. We think we have it all figured out, and nothing works. Absolutely nothing is working. This is typically where most of us have absolutely no choice but to trust God. We have tried it on our own, but we cannot rely on our own selves. But what if I tell you what isn't working is actually working in your favor? This is where your faith needs to kick into high gear, and you need to understand that you absolutely cannot do this thing without God. We think that because we have the skills, talent, and attributes needed to succeed, that this is what will happen and that it will happen easily. The Bible tells us in Philippians 3, verse 3, to rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 through 6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path." Because of our frustration with our situations, we fail to see how God is moving in our lives, and sometimes we will continue to step in the way. As for me, after being diagnosed with lupus, losing my job, gaining just under 100 pounds, and with my hair consistently falling out, I began to lean on God like I never have before. At this point in time, I began to study for my real estate license. If you all remember earlier, I had told God I never wanted to work for anyone ever again. Even with all of my abilities and skills, my applications were all being denied. And so I just knew that my next steps were my best steps. I studied hard and obtained my real estate license on the first try. As I stated earlier, learning comes easy for me, and all glory goes to God for that. I just knew that with all the people I knew, I would be able to sell some houses and generate some income, right? Wrong. Only a few people close to me knew that I had lost my job, but for the most part, majority did not. I relied on the fact that I knew many people and had family who would use me, or so I thought. That was not the case. I watched so many people buy houses around me, and it was heartbreaking. But I continued to smile. I heard God clearly in this season encourage me and say, "Keep your mind stayed on me." I only sold two homes within a two-year period. I am beyond grateful for the two families who trusted in me and believed in me to help them. But because I was putting more money into real estate than I was making, I had to walk away from my real estate career. So now I'm still sick, again without a job, still losing my hair, and depression is setting in. This is where so many of us are in life. We have tried and tried, and we are at the breaking point. I want to be an encouragement on today. No matter what it looks like, I want to encourage you all to trust in God. This is the point in life where you won't make it to the promised land if you give up. If you get frustrated like Moses did, you can miss out on seeing what God has for you after you have put in so much hard work. Remember this verse as you are going through. Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3 says, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because trust him." Even in your storm, God has the power to rebuke the wind and the rain and say, "Peace, be still." Don't fear the storm, because even the wind and the waves have to obey him. So I want to stop my testimony right here, because I want you to join me next week, Friday at 6 p.m. for part 2, where I will tell you how God has begun to bring me out of the wilderness. I hadn't even realized all the ways that God was keeping me during this time. And I want to give you a little homework. I want you to begin to be okay with whatever season God has you in. I know that it may be tough, and I know it may be hard to see where God is taking you, but you must keep the faith. Your testimony is for the glory of God. Nothing that you must endure is in vain. Begin to have peace in God and know that He is working everything out in your favor. One of my favorite verses in the Bible is in Romans chapter 5, verses 3 through 4. And it says, "We glory in our tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope." Remember that all of the things that you are going through are not only preparing you for your future, but it's giving you hope in the Father. I want to leave you with one last verse. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12 says that His grace is sufficient for thee, and His strength is made perfect in our weakness. Gladly, we would rather glory in our infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon us. So until next week, thank you for tuning in to the second episode of the Proverbs podcast, The Testimony. Stay tuned for part 2 next week, Fridays at 6 p.m. My name is Jaquise Price, and blessings to you all.